Fresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We're just two blocks north of 520 on Grove Street, and we would love to have you come and visit us and be a part of our services. Our sanctuary is set up for whatever appropriate mandates are in place as far as safety precautions, and buildings are cleaned regularly and sanitized. And so if you're thinking that it might not be a great place to visit right now, I want to encourage you. We do everything we can to prepare for your arrival and that you will be able to worship the Lord in safety. So we would love to see you there. We have Sunday school at 9:30, worship at 10:30, and we have Bible study on Wednesday night at 7, youth meets at 7, and we've resumed our kids ministry as well. So thank you for being a part of that. And I want to say thank you today to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And Bill Andriak, he does a marvelous job of solving air conditioning problems. And you know, he knows. I like to surround myself with people who really, really know what they're doing. I've got a mechanic friend, and he can tell you what size bolt goes into a vehicle that most people wouldn't even remember that vehicle being around. And, you know, if you're going to replace the starter, he knows that sort of stuff like the back of his hand. Well, that's the way Bill is with air conditioning. And I was communicating with him on one instance where my AC was having a problem. And he told me what he thought the problem was right over the phone, without even having seen it, no pictures or anything like that. I just described the problem to him, and he said, I think this is the problem. And when he was able to come out and look at it, it took him, you know, just a couple of minutes to access the part where he thought it was bad, and sure enough, that was where it was. And I mean, it was a very, very quick, relatively inexpensive repair to make. And you know, he's not looking to sell you something that you don't need. And those are the type of people that I like to deal with. So if you need someone to come out and fine tune your air conditioner, or maybe you've had electrical spike and something's not working now, you can call Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. And they can come out. He restricts his travel pretty much to the central Brevard County area. And so if you are in that range and you need AC work done, I encourage you to give him a call. He will treat you like a child of the living God. So thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, for bringing the Refresh Radio program to you all in part today. So I want to take you to Daniel chapter six. I'm going to try and finish up this Deliver Us from Evil this week. Today, I want to share another story from the book of Daniel that talks about deliverance, and hopefully we will be as focused and as driven as King Darius was in making sure that Daniel was delivered. So I want to begin reading in verse number 11. It says, This is Daniel chapter 6, verse number 11. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which does not alter. So they answered and said before the king, that Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day. And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men approached the king and said to the king, know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and Persians that no decree or statute which the king establishes may be changed. So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. Then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signets of his lords, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions? Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God. And the king gave the command, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. Them, their children, and their wives, the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and is steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. So this story sets up where Darius had some people who appealed to his ego, and they wanted to deify him, and they wanted to make him a god. I tell you, if anybody ever does that, you know that they are not your friend. Okay? It's one thing to be used by God. It is another thing entirely when someone starts treating you as God. There's only one that deserves to be worshipped. His name is Jesus. Anything else that gets deified, anything else that gets exalted to the place that God alone should occupy, is in dangerous trouble. And so they had this deceptive state, if you will, in the time of Darius, set him up by appealing to his ego. But what they were really trying to do was they were trying to undermine the godly influence of Daniel. Now, I will tell you this, if you surround yourself with ungodly counselors, you will be weakened. But if you surround yourself with godly counselors, you're going to be strengthened. You're going to be emboldened. And so it's always a great thing when the righteous are ruling and reigning. And I'm not talking about people who are just righteous by the words of their mouth. I'm talking about people who are authentically, genuinely righteous because of their of the love that they have for God and the covenant life that they live for Him. And people might pull out anecdotal evidence. Well, look what this person did and that person. I'm talking about the genuine, real deal. I'm not talking about counterfeits. I'm not talking about anybody who has a moment of failure. I'm talking about a person who knows the Word of God, knows the God of His Word, and lives it with Him, lives it for the benefit of other people. And so Daniel is instructed that he's not supposed to pray. Nobody is supposed to pray for 30 days. And Daniel says, you know what? I've got a mandate to talk to God. I cannot do my job if I do not stay in contact with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so he did not alter his routine a bit. He went up, he knelt, and he continued to pray just as he had always prayed so that he could serve the king to the best of his ability. And the people were sitting there. They were watching him. Listen, people who set traps for others are going to fall into it themselves. That's from the Levitical law. It is something that happens. You see that right now playing out in America, where people who set out traps to criminalize and capture other people, they're now the subject of investigation themselves. I have interesting historical observations about people who were involved in really going after political opponents and how they end up being subjected to those same queries themselves later. So Daniel was set up, he was arrested, and the men, when they caught Daniel praying, what a horrible offense. I mean, just tragic that people would actually have the audacity to talk to the living God. They go to the king, and they told the king what they had caught Daniel doing, and the king was greatly displeased with himself. I don't like causing problems for myself. I dislike even more making problems for other people. And King Darius looks himself square in the face and realized that he had created this problem. And it says here in verse number 14 that he was greatly displeased in himself, and he set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. So I want to ask us today, do we have the same compassion for people, the same appreciation for people that King Darius did, that as long as we're awake and we're going to be vigilant, we're looking for ways to bring people deliverance from the evil that is trying to destroy their lives? Okay, Daniel was... he had done nothing wrong. He had done something illegal, but it wasn't something that was wrong. There's a difference. There are people in America that say, well, you know what? It's legal for us to do this. Well, it can be legal and wrong just the same way as you can do something that is illegal that is not wrong. And at that point in time, Darius realized he was the one that really created this problem, and so he made it his mission to do everything within his power to bring deliverance for Daniel. The punishment for Daniel's crime, we often refer to it as the lion's den. I want you to understand there is a difference between the lion's den and the den of lions. It could be the same space, but a lion's den might not have a lion in there right there at that particular moment. And so it would just be empty. But a den of lions was actually a punishment at this point in time. And they would starve these animals for days so that they would be ravenous when it came time for someone to be thrown into the den of lions. This was as hopeless a situation as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had done. But this time, instead of the king being enraged and being the one that instructs people to be thrown in, this time the king actually wants to be helpful in bringing about the deliverance. He just finds that that his hands are tied, and legally he was powerless to help. So verse number 16, it says, "So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, 'Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you.'" I encourage you to make sure that you have a living, vibrant, healthy faith in God Almighty before you find yourself in a place where you are needing God to move sovereignly and move quickly. Be the type of person that you can say, or that people can say about you, "You serve God continually, and the God you serve, he will deliver you." The Bible talks about calling those things that are not as though they are. You know, call them into existence. And that was the point of Darius's comment. He's building Daniel's faith. He's building his faith. And I'll tell you, Daniel's faith is a lot stronger than Darius's faith, because right now Darius is saying to Daniel, "Your God, you serve him continually. He's going to deliver you." The next morning, he shows up very early, and he had spent the night fasting. I'm sure that kings did not do that very often. And when he shows up the next morning in verse number 20, he says, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Earlier, he was making a proclamation about the will of God to deliver Daniel. Now he shows up the next morning and he begins to ask about God's ability to deliver. You see, there are a lot of times that I would like something to happen. It would be my will that something happen, but I may not have the power, the capability to do it. Darius shows up the next morning and he says, "Was your God able?" He got the will part. Now it's, did he have the ability to deliver you from a hopeless situation? I want you to know God has the ability to deliver you. Okay? And Daniel, okay, now the men that were with him, they were expecting the answer to be dead silence, because Daniel would have been consumed. That was what they were hoping. There are many people that are looking for the church to just fade away and the voice of the church to no longer have any influence. I tell you, God's not looking to shut up the church. He is looking to magnify their voice, our voice, so that we can proclaim that God is able. And Daniel says, "O king, live forever." In other words, he wasn't holding Darius responsible. He didn't want any harm to come to Darius. He said, "My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth. They've not hurt me because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I've done no wrong before you." And the king was exceedingly glad and commanded Daniel to come out of there. And it says this: he was delivered because he believed in his God. It's not just your faith in your faith. It is having faith in God. Doesn't matter how big, doesn't matter how many other people have fallen victims to this same trap. You say, "You know what? I'm going to put my trust in God." The same type of response that Shadrach, Meshach, And Abednego had, "Our God is able to deliver us, but if he does not, we're still not going to bow." And so the people who had set this trap were suddenly caught in it, and they were thrown into the same. Daniel was removed from the lions, and the people who had set the trap, those people that were looking to undermine godly influence in the king's life, they were cast in. Their families were cast in, and it said that they were broken in pieces before they ever hit the bottom of the den. It wasn't that the lions weren't hungry. It was that there was the God who created the lions who kept them in check so that Daniel wouldn't be executed. You say, why would God love Daniel so much that he would spare him? Okay, maybe you didn't ask that question. I just did. And I want to encourage you, because there is a Daniel chapter 7, and there is a Daniel chapter 8, and there's a Daniel chapter 9, and a chapter 10, and a chapter 11, and a chapter 12. There was revelation that Daniel was going to receive. Daniel's mission wasn't done yet. And if your mission isn't done, if your assignment is not fulfilled, then, and you know that you're on a mission from God, then you need to say, you know what? My God is going to deliver me from this situation. So, but instead of godly influence being removed from the king, godly influence was reinforced to the king, and the king responds in verse number 25. Then King Darius wrote to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, "Peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end." Listen to this. "He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." Okay? We need to be the living proof in the midst of whatever sphere of influence we have that our God is alive, that he does deliver, and he does rescue, and he works signs and wonders. I read an article here, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, give or take a day, 2 weeks ago, and it was an article about a pretty well-known pastor, has tremendous influence, and he was talking about how he was raised in a theological tradition that did not believe in the miracle of healing. But whenever he read the Bible and he studied the Bible, he realized that healing still takes place. And so he began to pray that God would begin to use him to bring healing into people's lives, that he would do signs and wonders. And he said, even though I was trained theologically to believe that God was not in the healing business, he said, I have seen God heal people supernaturally. And he made this statement in the article that I read, because he was speaking at a conference on healing. He said, no one's more surprised that I'm a speaker at this conference than I am. I want to encourage you today with hope, with faith, with confidence, that God's not blind to what you're going through. He is willing and able. He's delivered others in the past. I'm sure that if you look at your situation, he has delivered you in the past. I found myself in a situation 2 weeks ago where I was driving down the road, and I've made this comment for years, that if you're on a road with where there's opposing traffic, you're about 18 inches away from eternity every time you pass a car. Well, on this particular day, I was going through an intersection, and there was a person that was coming towards me who had already, the left turn arrow had already given way to just a green, so they could still turn left if the coast was clear, but the coast wasn't clear. I was there. There was another person beside me, and this person, instead of slowing up, pulled into my lane, sped up, and then did a bob and weave through me and the other car before they made their left turn. And my response was, thank God for his mercy and for good brakes. And that person, they weren't even in the intersection when they passed me. It was one of the scariest traffic situations I've ever been in, probably top five for sure. But I am thankful that God delivered me. I pray that you will find that he will deliver you. But the real point of distinction I would like to make to us today about chapter 6 here is I would like us to embrace the intensity, the desire, the compassion that King Darius had, because he wanted to see Daniel delivered. Who do you have in your life? Are you willing to put away some of the conveniences that you're used to? Like the king, he put away musicians, and he put away his food, and he couldn't sleep that night because he was that concerned for his friend experiencing a miraculous deliverance. I don't know what it's in your power to do. It's not my job to tell you what to do. I just want to ask you, do you have a person that you're praying for that needs deliverance, because God wants to deliver them, but let's allow him to birth that hunger and that intensity inside of us. So we say, you know what? I'm more concerned about seeing them get delivered than I am getting fat or getting fed or getting rich. I want to pray that they get deliverance. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation, Jesus. There is a light that overwhelms the darkness. There is a kingdom that forever reigns. There is freedom from the chains that bind us, Jesus.